HarperCollins presents The Red Cross Orphans by Glynis Peters. Read by Rebecca Courtney. Chapter 1, September 1940.
Bye, Auntie Lil. Oh, don't cry. Come here, silly bean,
Kitty Patterson said. Her stomach lurched as she pulled her aunt in for one last hug before she left home. The home she'd lived in for all her 20 years. This was not an easy parting. Her 5-foot-nothing aunt's plump arms gripped tightly around Kitty's midriff and Kitty kissed the top of her head. Words were no longer required. The hugs expressed the love they shared. The mother figure, who'd taken her in when Kitty was orphaned after a ferry boat disaster, took her parents and baby brother from her when she was 4, adored her and received Kitty's undying love in return. At 5 feet 9 inches tall, Kitty towered a good 9 inches over the woman who had encouraged her to join the Red Cross, and then retracted her enthusiastic claims when she found Kitty was to be moved to Birmingham for further training. News of the enemy's relentless bombing attacks around Britain heightened her concerns.
"Don't ever not come home for want of a bob or two for the train fare. Do you hear me? Promise, telephone the grocery shop with your message and we'll get the ticket sent to you. You hear me? All those miles between us, I can't bear it."
Closing her eyes to the sound of her aunt's muffled tears, Kitty squeezed her tightly.
"I promise. It will be all right, Auntie. At least it's not another country."
Kitty's journey meant she would be near on 200 miles away from her hometown of Parkston, near the Essex port of Harwich. But determined to support her country, Kitty tried not to allow her voice to give away the knotted gut anxiety she experienced deep inside. Emotion after emotion punched out messages, intensifying with each moment she waited before stepping outside the door. They fought her each time she tried to suppress them. The sadness of parting, along with a fear of failure and the guilt-drenched ones suggesting she stay home, continue to be a good foster daughter, doting on her middle-aged guardians. She tried to ignore the one which told her she was selfish, but no sooner had Kitty suppressed it, the thought welled up and tugged at her heartstrings once again. The world might be at war, but Kitty had battles of her own to fight. The sense she would always be beholden to the couple who had taken her in during the worst time in her life often played on her mind. But she knew part of winning a war was not to give in at the first battle. Lillian Patterson argued day and night that Kitty should withdraw her voluntary aid application and tried to persuade her to find something worthwhile to do closer to home. Her aunt had caved when she realised she could not persuade her niece to give up her desire to fulfil a dream, and voluntary first aid would pave the way for her to qualify as a trained nurse further down the line. Today, Kitty staved off the guilt and blasted any negative thoughts from her mind. This was the time to prove to herself she was able to cope alone. Her aunt and uncle were overprotective, which under the circumstances was understandable, but Kitty couldn't remain a girl. She was a young woman with much to learn. Kitty's uncle Frank, her father's brother, walked into the kitchen.
"Hello, Lil off again," he said, giving Kitty a smile.
He stood behind her aunt, his voice huskier than normal as he held back his true feelings. He puffed and sucked on his pipe. Kitty noticed a twitch shimmy down the right-hand side of his face, an emotional habit Kitty often witnessed during times when he became stressed or upset. Kitty leaned forward and gave him a gentle kiss on the cheek. She had his side of the family genes when it came to their tall and trim athletic build, chestnut hair and grey-blue eyes, eyes which glistened when he turned to look at her, framed with damp lashes. Kitty watched her uncle struggle with her decision to leave.
"Why are they sending you to the middle of England when there are places to be filled in this area is beyond..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?